Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters.
圣诞快乐，弟兄姐妹。
Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters.
Merry Christmas.
That's better. That's better. What a privilege it is to share God's word with you this morning.
何等的特权，今天早上可以和弟兄姐妹一起分享神的话。
As many of you guys know, I'm Jack Lee, and me and my wife and Lisi and others have worked with your children over this past year.
你们都知道我叫 Jack Lee, 我和Lisi 在过去的一年和他一起来服侍青少年。
So it's with great joy that I share with you this morning this Christmas message.
非常喜乐今天早上可以和大家一起来分享这个圣诞节的信息。
Let me start with the story.
我们先来读开始一个故事。
So there was this farmer, and he had a cow and a hen and a pig in a barn.
有一个农场主，他有一头猪，一头奶牛，还有一只鸡。
So one day, the farmer came for the pig, and as he was taking the pig out of the barn, the pig struggled and fought with him.
有一天早上，他来抓这个猪，这个猪就一直在挣扎。不肯走。
The pig struggled and he kicked and he grabbed onto the pole, refusing to let go.
他又喊又叫，然后抓住那个柱子，不肯走。
Finally, the farmer got exhausted and he gave up and let the pig sit there.
最终，这个农场主精疲力竭，他终于放弃了，就放开的猪。
So the cow and the hen became irate. They became angry.
这个奶牛和这只母鸡就非常的生气。
They said to the pig, "Pig, why did you kick and scream? The farmer comes for us, and we just let him take us."
这个母鸡和奶牛就说，你为什么农场主来抓你的时候，你为什么又喊又叫又踢的？他每次来找我们的时候，我们都乖乖的就跟着他走了。
Well, then the pig said.When they come for you, they just want some milk and an egg. When they come for me, they want my life.
当农场主来找你们的时候，他只要牛奶和鸡蛋，但是他来抓我的时候是要我的命啊。
We care about perspective during Christmas time, don't we?
我们对圣诞节的看法很重要，不是吗？
So what is your perspective today?
你们对圣诞节的看法是什么呢？
So perhaps some of you, as I am, we are so glad to be around our family.
你们中间有些人可能和我一样，今天非常的高兴，因为家人和我们在一起。
You're grateful for the many blessings that you've received from God.
我们有些人可能因为上帝所赐给我们的祝福，我们很开心。
Perhaps some of you are sad today.
或许我们当中有些人今天有点伤心。
Because during some time during this course of the year, you lost a loved one.
或许在过去的一年里，你失去了所爱的人。
So this Christmas, you're filled with emotions of sadness as you remember your loved one.
所以在这个圣诞节的期间，让你感到失落和悲伤，因为你想起他们。
Or perhaps some of you are like Homer Simpson, and you're worried.
或是你像那个图片上的那个人，电视剧的人物，你有点担心，有点忧虑。
Because during the downturn in the market, you lost your job and you're worried about your future and how you support your family.
在这个经济不景气的时候，你可能失去了你的工作，你在担心你怎么样来养家糊口。
Well, finally, perhaps some of you might be excited.
或许你们中间有些人非常的兴奋。
You're excited about next year and what it brings.
你们可能是为着新的一年要到来感到非常的兴奋。
Regardless of your job situation or your life circumstance, there is great reason for joy today.
不论你现在的工作情形怎么样，或者是你所处的环境，你都有一个很好的理由，今天可以喜乐。
Today we're going to study a passage that's typically not thought of as a Christmas passage.
今天我们要来看一段经文，通常我们都不觉得它是一个跟圣诞节有关的经文。
But it actually is. It's about Jesus coming to earth.
实际上他是的，他是讲到耶稣基督来到这个世上。
So if you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, please turn with me to Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 through 8.
如果你有圣经，请你打开圣经，我们一起来读腓立比书第二章六到八节。
If you don't have a Bible, that's okay. We project it on the screen as well.
如果你没有圣经，你就请看投影。
Let's read together.
我们一起读，用我们方便的语言。
Who,
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为缠夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Even death on the cross. So during our brief time together this morning,
在我们下面一段短短的时间里，
we will consider this passage from two perspectives.
我们会从两个不同的角度来看这段经文。
First, we'll look at this perspective from the perspective of the giver.
首先我们会从一个从赐予礼物送礼的人的角度来看这个经文。
And then we will take a look from the perspective of the receiver.
然后我们会从接受礼物的人角度来看这段经文。
And lastly, we'll wrap up with some practical applications.
然后我们会以一些生活的回应和应用来结束。
I'd like you to notice this word that's used in this passage that's translated empty or nothing.
这里有一个词
Yeah, it's translated emptied or nothing. It's kenosis.
Kenosis 这个词在这段经文里被翻成是倒空或者是无有。
So kenosis is a theological term.
Kenosis 这个虚己是一个神学的用语。
And it is really a noun form of the verb canoe.
它是动词，希腊动词 canoe 的名词形式。
And it means to empty or to make void.
它的意思就是把它倒空或者是成为无有。
It is used 5 times in the New Testament.
在新约圣经里面一共出现过五次。
This is the only passage where it's referring to a person.
这是唯一的一次用在人的身上。
Webster defines this term kenosis as the relinquishment of divine attributes by Jesus Christ in becoming man.
韦伯斯特字典是这样解释 kenosis 是指说放弃或者是倒空。
So in other words, when Christ came and became human, he emptied or made void some of his divine attributes.
当耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上的时候，他舍弃了他的一些神的属性和他的权利。
The idea here is to make something that he has as if it's nothing.
的意思就是说把有的当作没有。
It does not mean that he did not have something to begin with.
而不是说他没有，他这是从没有开始的。
Or that he had something and then he lost it.
也不是说他本来有，他后来丢掉了，没有掉了。
So a word of caution here as we think about this concept of kenosis, of him, Christ, emptying himself.
我们要很注意这里讲到的虚己是指到耶稣基督倒空他自己。
We believe that while on earth, Jesus was 100% man and 100% of God,God at all time.
我们相信当耶稣基督在地上的时候，他在任何的一个时刻都是百分之百的神，也是百分之百的人。
How can that be?
这件事情怎么可以发生呢？怎么可能是这样的呢？
It is indeed a wonder.
这确实是一个令人难以了解的事情。
Some Christians and non-Christians have tried to reconcile this over the many centuries.
有很多的基督徒还有很多不相信的人在过去这几百年都想要来调和这个神性和人性的 这两个问题。
So some have attempted by saying Jesus was not 100% man.
有的人说耶稣不是百分之百的人。
He's only God but had appearance of a man.
他只是神有了人的影子。
That is heresy. That is not true.
这是异端，这是不对的。
Others have tried to reconcile and saying, Jesus was 100% man, but he was Superman, but he was 100% God.
还有人说耶稣只是一个超人，他并不是百分之百的神。
That too is heresy.
这也同样是异端。
We stand on the truth, even though we can't fully comprehend.
我们的信仰是基于这样子的一个真理，虽然我们不能完全的了解。
That Jesus was 100% human, 100% God.
他是百分之百的人，也是百分之百的神。
So then, what did Jesus empty himself of if he was 100% God and 100% man at all time?
如果他是一直都是百分之百的人，也是百分之百的神，那他来到这个地上，他舍弃了什么呢？
So I find four in this passage, in the context of this passage.
从这个上下文，这段经文的上下文里面，我发现有四点。
Turn with, back with me to Philippians chapter 2, 6 through 8.
我们一起来看《腓立比书》2章6到8节。
The first that Jesus emptied himself of was the rightful equality with God.
他首先他自己放弃了与上帝平等的地位。
Christ is God, but he chose to subject himself to the will of the Father on earth.
基督他是神，但是他选择在地上顺从天父。
Luke chapter 22:42 says, "Not my will," Jesus said, "but yours, thine, God, be done."
路加福音22章42节说，不要照我的意思，乃是照你的意思。
For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. John chapter 6, verse 38.
约翰福音6章38节说，因为我从天上降下来，不是要行自己的意思，而是要行那差我来者的旨意。
There was a big sale of prime roast in a supermarket.
在超市里面有那个排骨的大打折。
So this manager of this meat department, he would come out with a cart full of meat roast, prime roast, good deal.
这个肉制品部门的经理，他会推出一车的这个打折的排骨。
So even before he gets his cart of prime roast onto the shelves, a flock of ladies would come and grab, and by the time before it reaches, it would be gone.
他会推着满满的一车肉出来，然后还没有上架之前，那所有的女士都会蜂拥而至，把他那肉一抢而光。
Three times this happened while this gentleman waited in line.
三次，他进去三次，出来三次，都是这样。然后有一个男士在一直在旁边静静的等着。The
fourth time it happened, this gentleman elbowed his way in.
那第四次的时候，这个男士终于按捺不住了，他拨开众人挤到前面去。He
got his roast.
他终于拿到了他那块肉。
But there was a lady said, "Excuse me, sir."
有位女士非常生气地说，嘿，对不起，先生。
How about being a gentleman?
你可以像一个绅士吗？
So this gentleman said, "I've been a gentleman for 20 minutes."
他说，我已经像一个绅士一样等了20分钟了。
Now I'm going to be a lady.
我先要做一个女士。
And then he took his roast and went.
所以他拿着他的 那个肉就微笑的就走开了。Kidding
aside, men and women are equal, aren't they?
言归正传，男跟女都是平等的嘛。When
a husband chooses to submit to the wife, he's no less than the wife.
当丈夫选择顺服妻子的时候，并不是说他比妻子低一等。Or
when the wife chooses to submit to the husband, she is no less than the husband.
当妻子选择顺服丈夫的时候，她也不是比丈夫低一等。
In the same way, Christ chose when he came to submit to his Father.
当基督来到地上的时候，他选择顺服他的父亲。
It does not make Jesus any less than his Father.
也不会使得基督比父神低一等。
The second area where Christ emptied himself.
那第二个方面，基督他舍弃的。
Is in terms of his unveiled preeminent glory.
他舍弃了他不能隐藏的无比的荣耀。
So in verse 7, we find this term. It says, he subjected himself to the humility of humanity, made in human likeness.
在第七节他说到说他成为人的样式降卑为人。
Did you know that Jesus never felt the need to be fed before until he became man?
你知道吗？耶稣基督他不会有人的需要，也不会体恤人的需要，直到他降卑为人。
He had no need for water. He had experienced no thirst.
他不会不会觉得饥饿需要食物，也不会觉得口渴需要水。
He experienced no pain.
他不会感受到疼痛。
He experienced no sorrows.
他也不会感受到忧伤。
So this is the first time we find a passage that Christ became a man.
这是我们第一次在这个这经文里看到耶稣基督成为人之后。
This too is a marvelous wonder.
这是一个奇，也是一个很奇妙的又难以了解的奇迹。
How could an infinite God become a finite man?
一个无限的上帝怎样能够成为一个有限的人？
Or how could a man embody God?
一个人又怎么能体现一个无限的上帝呢？
If you look at Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 3,
我们来如果读这个马太福音十七章一到三节。
Let me read for you what it says.
让我读给你听。
After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John.And the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山。
There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light.
就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日光，衣衫洁白如光。
Just then, there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus.
忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
Sometimes we forget, as we think of Jesus, that he veiled his glory for us.
有的时候，当我们想到耶稣的时候，我们忘记了他其实是，放弃了他在天上无比的荣耀。
When he unveiled his glory before Peter, they bowed down and worship.
当他在彼得和约翰的面前把他自己无比的荣耀向他们显现的时候，他们向耶稣来俯伏。
A third area where he emptied himself.
第三个方面，他舍弃的，耶稣基督舍弃的是。
Is again found in verse 7, taking the very nature of a servant.
也是在第七节，因着成为取了奴仆的形象。
He deserved endless praise and worship, but he became a servant for us.
他配得一切的荣耀和尊赞美和敬拜，但是他成了仆人来到这个地上。
Servant is a fairly foreign concept these days.
仆人现在是一个非常陌生的概念。
But I grew up in Indonesia where we.Had servants.
我在印度尼西亚长大，我们那里我们是有仆人的。
And the servants, they would come and they would clean the house, they would wash our clothes, they would cook our meals.
我们家的仆人他们来的时候就会给我们清理房子、洗衣服、煮饭等等。
And servants were not above their masters. It was unthinkable for masters to serve their servants.
仆人是不能在主人之上的。主人要服侍仆人也是不可思议的事情。
In John chapter 13, verse 6 through 8.
在约翰福音十三章六到八节。
Jesus came to Simon Peter, who asked him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
挨到西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
Jesus replied,You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand.
耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Never shall you wash my feet, Peter told him.
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。
Jesus said, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
Jesus, as the Lord and Master, came and became our servant.
耶稣他是一个主人，但是他来了，做了仆人。
And he gave up his deserved praise and worship.
他放弃了他单得的赞美和敬拜。
Lastly, the fourth is he gave up perfect communion with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
最后第四点，他舍弃了他与父神和圣灵完美的相交。
We find that in verse 8.
我们可以在第八节看到。
That Jesus subjected himself to death.
他存心顺服以至于死。
Death means separation.
死亡意味着分离。
When Jesus took on human form, human being became a human, he subjected himself to death.
当耶稣他取了人的样式，成为百分之百的人，就是意味着顺服以至于肉体的死亡。
You know, it was impossible for Jesus to die until he became a human.
如果耶稣不成为人，他就没有办法死。
And when he hung on the cross, he subjected himself to spiritual death, separation from the Father.
当他被挂在十字架上，他还经历了灵魂的死，他与父神分离。
Now, let's take a look at the passage.From the perspective of the receiver.
那我们现在来从接受礼物的人这个角度来看一下这段经文。
Why did Christ come to earth and become man?
为什么耶稣基督要来到地上成为人？
These are implied in the passage, but they are very explicit in other passages.
在这段经文里这个原因是比较隐藏的，但是在其他的经文里却是非常明显。
So we will take a look at the other passages.
我们会来看一下其他的相关经文。
First, let's take a look at Romans chapter 12, chapter 5, verse 12 and 15.
我们先看一下罗马书第五章十二节和十五节。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, that is Adam, and death through sin,And in this way, death came to all people because all sinned.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
But the gift is not like the trespass. For if many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that comes by grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many?
只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？
So what does this passage tell us? First, it tells us that only man can be a substitute for man.
这段经文告诉我们什么呢？这段经文告诉我们，只有人才可以代替人的罪。
Did you get that? That if Jesus Christ was not fully human, he could not have borne your sin and mine.
如果耶稣基督他不是人，他就没有办法来代替我和你的罪。
In the Old Testament, we find that sheep and goats and birds were sacrificed.
在旧约，我们讲到那个山羊、绵羊还有飞鸟来代替做赎罪的祭物。
But they never could substitute for man. They just covered temporarily.
他们从来不能代替人的罪，他们只是暂时的遮盖了人的罪。
And Jesus must be fully God also. Otherwise, he could not bear the sin of the humankind.
耶稣基督也必须是完全的神，否则他不能背负全人类的罪。
The famous evangelist Billy Graham tells this story.
著名的布道家格里汉说过这样一个故事。
When he was a young man, he became fascinated by ants in his backyard.
当他还小的时候，他对后院的蚂蚁非常的着迷。
He was fascinated by how they were organized, how they worked together, they moved together, they were able to move things much bigger than them.
他对他们怎么能够有这么有组织来一起来工作，甚至能够搬运比自己的身体大很多的东西，而且住在一起成了一个蚂蚁的社区。
One day, Billy learned that pest control was going to come and spray the inside and the outside of the house.
有一天，他得知那个杀虫的人要来，在院子的里里外外都要喷杀虫剂。
And he became concerned for the ants, and he was wondering how he could save them.
他非常担心这些蚂蚁，他想问他的妈妈，怎样才能够救这些的蚂蚁免于一死。
So his mother told him that perhaps he could try talking to the ants.
他妈妈说，你应该要尝试这个蚂蚁说话。
Of which he tried, and of course it didn't work.
当然他试了，肯定是不行的。
Then he realized.
然后他意识到。
The only way that he could save these ants from impending doom was by becoming an ant himself.
他意识到唯一可能救这个蚂蚁 的方法就是当他变成一只蚂蚁，然后才能够拯救这些蚂蚁，避免降临的灾难。
And that's exactly what Christ did for us.
这就是耶稣基督为我们所做的。
The second area, reason why he did what he did.
第二个原因，他为什么来到地上？
We can find in John chapter 3, verse 16.
我们可以在约翰福音三章十六节看到。
This is a very familiar passage to many of us.
这段经文大家都很熟悉。
So let's read together.
我们一起来读。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So indeed, Jesus came also in obedience to the Father.
耶稣基督来到的地上也是顺从，为了顺从父神的旨意。
And out of the love of God the Father.
是出于父神对我们的爱。
Jesus came and fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament.
耶稣的降临来应验了先知的预言。
All right, so the third, let's take a look at the third reason he came.
我们再看第三个原因，他来的原因。
It is one thing for Jesus to come in obedience to his Father and to fulfill Old Testament prophecy, but we need to also know that Jesus chose to come.
耶稣基督来到地上，不只是应验了先知在旧约的预言，而且他自己选择来到地上。
He chose willingly, and he chose to come to give us abundant life.
他甘心乐意的为我们降生，而且是要赐给我们丰盛的生命。
We find this in John chapter 10, verse 10.
我们在约翰福音的第十章第十节可以看到。
So follow with me to John chapter 10:10. It says, I came that they might have life and might have it more abundantly.
盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得的更丰盛。
And then continuing to verse 17 and 18, it says, For this reason the Father loves me because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one has taken it from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again.
耶稣接着在第十章十七到十八节说，我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺去我的命，夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从父所受的命令。
You know, my wife and I are blessed with four children.
上帝赐给我们，我和我的妻子四个孩子。
Two of them are now in college, and we have two at home.
有两个已经上了大学，还有两个在家。
Like all parents, there is little that we wouldn't do for them.
像所有的父母一样，没有什么我们是不愿意为他们做的。
So, one of the things that has really struck me as I've grown older is not so much about the children as much as I've learned something about my parents.
当我在这个孩子一天一天长大的时候，我学到的一件事情，不是不是说怎么样成为孩子，乃是怎么样做父母。
You know, as I've grown older and watched my children, I've learned more and more how much my parents love me.
在我看着孩子一天一天长大的时候，我学到一件事情，就我越来越意识到我的父母是怎样的爱我。
As I've appreciated more and more how much my parents love me by just thinking about how I love my children, then in turn, I appreciate more and more how God loves me.
当我越来越感激我父母对我的爱的时候，然后我自己也是这样去爱我的儿女的时候，同样的，我就更多的感受到上帝对我的爱。
You see, just as parents naturally sacrifice for their children out of love, so also Christ sacrificed his life for us.
正如我们父母，我们可以自然而然的爱我们的孩子，那天父上帝他对我们的爱也是这样的。
So we've now covered from the perspective of the giver and the perspective of the receiver.
我们刚才已经讲了，是说从赠送礼物的人的角度，还有从接受礼物的人的角度来看。
So now let's ask the question or reflect, what does that mean?
那我们现在要来思想一下，这对我们有什么意义呢？
How should we celebrate Christmas?
我们应该怎么样来庆祝我们的圣诞节？
So turn back with me to Philippians chapter 2, and let's take a look at verse 1 through 4.
我们再回到腓立比书二章一到十节。
So the first way we can celebrate Christmas actually is by making God's joy complete by imitating Christ's humility.
首先我们可以来效法基督的谦卑和合一，使神的喜乐可以满足。
Philippians 2, 1 through 4. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心灵有什么慈悲怜悯。
Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, value others above yourselves.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
So let this season of holidays be a season where humility and gratitude and charity characterize our behavior.
在这个季节里，让谦卑、感恩、施舍。可以从我们的生命中流露。
Let there this be a season where there's great unity in our church.
让这个季节在教会里面有伟大的合一。
Let the small differences that separate us be put aside as we focus on our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们放下一切可以造成我们分裂的微小的不同，当我们定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
John MacArthur, a famous preacher, puts it this way.
一个著名的牧师John MacArthur 这样说。
Being a slave of Christ may be the best way to define a Christian.
成为基督的奴仆就是对基督徒最好的定义。
We are, as believers, slaves of Christ.
我们是信徒，也是基督的奴仆。
You would never suspect that, however, from the language of Christianity.
从基督教的术语，你不会对此有任何的怀疑。
In contemporary Christianity, the language is anything but slave language.
但在现代的基督教的言语中，可以是任何一种，但却不是奴仆。
It is about freedom. It is about liberation. It is about health, wealth, prosperity, finding your own fulfillment.
可以是关于自由，关于解放，关于健康、财富和发达，关于寻找自我满足。
We often hear that God loves you unconditionally and wants you to be all that you want to be.
我们常常会听到有人说，上帝无条件的爱你，他希望你成为你想要成为的样子。
He wants to fulfill every ambition, every desire, every hope, every dream.
他会成就你的每一个志向，每一个渴望，每一个梦想，每一个盼望。
While it is true that God came to give us abundant life, but His desire is for us to serve one another.
没错，上帝是想要，是要我们，是来要给我们丰盛的生命，但是他也希望我们能够彼此服侍。
A second way we can celebrate this Christmas is found in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11.
第二个方面我们可以来庆祝，圣诞节的是，我们可以在腓立比书二章九到十一节看到。
So it's a few verses right after our main text today.
就是在紧接着我们今天的主题经文的后面。
It reads, Therefore God exalted him, Jesus, to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
腓立比书二章九节，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow,in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
It goes without saying, don't leave Christ out of Christmas.
所以我们基督，圣诞节不能没有基督。
Sometimes in the hustle and bustle of Christmas, Christmas shopping, opening up presents.
有的时候我们在喧嚣和忙碌的庆祝中，忙于买东西购物，忙于打开礼物。
We became more fascinated and excited about the gifts than the giver.
我们有的时候，对于这个礼物比对于是礼物给我们的更加的，注重。
So don't leave Christ out of Christmas this year.
在今年的圣诞节，不要忘了耶稣基督。
Then let's just bow our hearts and our minds and our knees to our great Lord.
让我们屈膝谦卑在我们的主面前。
A third way we can celebrate Christmas this year is this.
第三个方面，我们可以来这样庆祝圣诞节。
We can celebrate by rejoicing in the inheritance and not in the circumstance.
我们可以为了我们将要承受的产业来欢喜快乐，而不注目在我们周围的环境上。
Have you ever wondered why Christ had to be humiliated?
你知道为什么耶稣基督要降卑为人吗？
IfHis death brought us salvation. What did the humiliation bring for us?
如果他的死带给我们救恩，他的降卑又带给我们什么呢？
It is for our glorification.
是为了我带给我们荣耀。
Everything comes at a cost.
任何的东西都需要付代价。
SoThis season, let us be grateful and rejoice for not just what you have received, but from whom you have received them.
让我们在这个节日里，我们能够感恩、欢喜、快乐，不只是为着我们所收到的礼物，乃是为着为礼物做出牺牲的这个人。
Let's reflect on Galatians chapter 4, 4 through 7 together.
让我们一起来看加拉太书四章。 4-7节。
But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem us who are under the law.
及至时候满足, 神就差遣他的儿子, 为女子所生, 且生在律法下,
that we might receive the adoption as sons.
要把律法以下的人赎出来, 叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
你们既为儿子, 神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心, 呼叫阿爸父。
Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God.
可见从此以后, 你们不是奴仆, 乃是儿子了, 既是儿子, 就靠着神为后世。
Jesus speaks of the imperishable inheritance that awaits us in heaven.
耶稣基督为我们, 预备了在天上不能衰残的产业。
This inheritance does not rust and does not rot.
这个产业是不会生锈也不会衰残的。
And we can rejoice in the inheritance that we have and not what happens or is happening.
我们可以在这个所要承受的产业里面欢喜快乐, 而不是, 在注目在我们身上所发生的事情, 或者正在发生的事情, 或者已经发生的事情。
Now I know in this group, probably this size, there are some friends here who do not yet know Jesus.
我想在我们中间, 今天有些人还不认识耶稣基督。
And for you, perhaps today can be the day.
今天或许就是这样的一天。
You know what the greatest wonder of Christmas, of all the wonders that we've talked about today, is?
你知道这最伟, 我们所, 今天所谈论的最伟大的, 奇迹是什么?
It is not that Christ did come, but that he would come.
不是耶稣基督已经来了, 而是他甘愿地来到世上。
Was there anything that you and I did to deserve his coming?
我们难道做了什么是配得耶稣降生降世为人, 为我们降世为人吗?
No, there is nothing we have done to earn his coming.
不, 我们什么也没做, 我们不配得到他, 这样的为我们来到世界上。
But let me challenge you with yet another thought.
让我, 再挑战你们另外一个想法。
And this is the concept of the gift and the cost of the gift.
这就是礼物和这个礼物所要付的代价。
You know that in order for someone to give or pay the price of a gift, he must consider the cost of the gift to be less than the value of the gift.
一个人他为了要送出一份礼物, 他必须要考虑到他这个礼物的代价要比礼物带来的价值要低。
So, think about it again, okay? We'll try it again.
我们要再解释一下这个概念。
This, if there's a bottle of water and somebody wants $10 for it,
如果有一瓶水, 人家要卖你10块钱。
Would you buy it?
你会买吗?
Of course not.
当然不会。
Overpriced.
价格太高了。But
if you're, after you've just run the marathon and you are super thirsty and that bottle is $10, you buy it.
如果你刚跑完马拉松, 你非常的口渴, 那10块钱的水你一定会买。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because at that time, at that moment, $10 is not as valuable to you than that bottle of water.
因为在那个时刻, 10块钱对你来说, 没有那一瓶水来得有重要, 对你重要。
Did you catch that?
你们听明白了没有?
So if Christ came for you and me and gave up his life as a gift, what does that mean about how he values you and me?
如果耶稣基督为你为我来到这个世上，为我们舍弃了生命，这对你和对我的价值，为了你和我的这个价值来到I'm sorry. 这对你意味着什么？
It means that he sees you, God sees you, as more valuable than the sacrifices of his son.
这意味着他看重你胜过他儿子的牺牲。
That is an incredible wonder.
这是一个不能想象的一个奇迹。
Our problem is sometimes we tend to think of value in terms of what we paid for it.
我们的问题是有的时候我们讲到价值的时候是想到我们付出了多少。
Not from the perspective of the giver, but from the perspective of the receiver, we think we didn't do anything to earn it, and so it can't be valuable.
我们常常是从一个接受礼物人的角度来看这个价值，而不是从一个赠送礼物的人的角度来看。有的时候我们觉得我们没有努力来赚取，所以这个东西对我来说就没有价值。
We forget that while grace and salvation is free to us, it costs God His Son.
我们忘记了，虽然这个恩典和这个救恩是免费的，是白白的给我们，但是神的儿子却是付上了代价。
There's a recent story in the news on December 12th.
最近有一个消息，一则消息在12月12号有一则消息。
It's about a five-year-old boy who died in Santa's arms.
有一个五岁的男孩，他死在一个圣诞老公公的怀里。
Perhaps some of you have read the story.
你们可能有些人已经读过这个故事。
If you haven't, let me share that story with you.
如果你没有读过，我就跟你分享一下。
There was this five-year-old boy that was minutes from death when the nurse at the hospital called this gentleman Eric Madsen.
当一个五岁的孩子奄奄一息的时候，在田纳西医院的一个护士打电话给一位叫做 Eric 的人。
Eric is a professionally trained Santa.
他是一个训练有素的圣诞老公公。
He is custom tailored in red. He was born on December 6th. That's St. Nicholas Day, that is.
他的生日正好是12月6号，也就是圣尼古拉斯节那一天。
He works almost 80 times every year as Santa, and his wife plays Mrs. Claus.
他每一年都要穿着这个圣诞老公公的衣服演出80场还有他的太太就是扮演圣诞老人的太太。
His cell phone uses a jingle bell ring.
他手机的铃声是那个铃儿响叮当。
And Kent counts down to the days until Christmas. Counts down. So that's okay.
他就每天都倒计时直到圣诞节。
The 60-year-old Eric didn't even have enough time to put on his Santa clothes when he had to rush to the hospital.
他甚至没有时间穿上他那个圣诞老人的寒头就冲到医院去了。
When he received the call that this five-year-old boy's dying wish was to see meet Santa.
当他接到这通电话说这个五岁的将要死的孩子他的愿望就是要看到圣诞老人。
So 15 minutes later, he rushed to the hospital and went right into the room.
15分钟之后他就赶到医院然后冲进房间。
This is what he said.
这是他所说的话。
When I walked in, this little boy, he was laying there so weak, it looked like he was ready to fall asleep.
当我走进房间的时候，我看到这个男孩是何等的虚弱，就好像马上要睡着了。
I sat on his bed and asked, "Say, what's this I hear about gonna miss Christmas? There's no way you can miss Christmas. Why? You're my number one elf."
这是我当他们告诉我说你要错过这个圣诞节了，怎么可能呢？我告诉他们说你是我第一号的精灵。
This little boy perked up. Using his last burst of energy, he unwrapped a toy.
这个男孩突然振奋精神，用尽他的力气打开了这个礼物。
The boy tells Santa, "They say I'm going to die. How can I tell them? How can I tell when I get to where I'm going?"
他说：“他们告诉我，我快要死了。那我怎么知道是什么时候？死了又去哪里呢？”
Santa replied, "When you get there, you tell them you're Santa's number one elf, and I know they'll let you in."
这个圣诞老人告诉他，当你到了那里，你就告诉他们，你是我的头号小精灵，我知道他们一定会让你进去的。
Then the boy gave Santa a last hug.
这个男孩就给这个老人，圣诞老人一个最后的拥抱。
I wrapped my arms around him before I could say anything. He died right there.
我抱着他，在我还没来得及开口的时候，他已经死在我的怀里。
I let him stay, just kept hugging and holding on to him, said the Santa.
我就这样一直地抱着他。
You know, that's what the Santa did, and for which he had really no authority to do, was exactly what Christ did for us.
圣诞老人他所为这个男孩所做的，就是耶稣基督为我们所做的。
That's exactly what Jesus told one of the two thieves on the, that hung with him on the cross.
这就是耶稣在他上十字架的时候对他旁边的一个强盗所说的。
Today can be the day for you. God's desire for you, my friend, if you don't know Jesus, is for you to know him today.
今天就是这个日子，如果你还不知道耶稣基督，神真的盼望你能够认识他。
For you to receive the greatest wonder gift of all.
盼望你能够接受这份伟大的奇妙的礼物。
The gift of the Lord Jesus himself.
那就是耶稣基督他自己。
Christ has come. He is the Messiah. And he freely offers to you the gift of salvation if you would accept.
基督已经来了，他是弥赛亚。如果你接受他，你就白白地得到这份救恩的礼物。
Grace is free to you, but it's at the cost of God's Son.
这份恩典对我们是免费的，但是上帝却是牺牲了他的儿子。
Won't you surrender your heart to him today?
今天你愿意将你的生命交给耶稣吗？
Let us pray.
那我们一低头祷告。
Our Abba, Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父，
how we praise you and our Lord Jesus for this very special day.
我们要向你感谢，因为今天这个特别的日子。
That Jesus would come to earth for us.
耶稣基督他甘心乐意地来到这个地上，为了我们。
And he came not as the King of Kings,He cast aside his worthy praise and became a servant.
他不是一个万王之王的身份，他是放弃了他在天上的荣耀，来到这个地上。
Thank you that we could receive not his only his death, but his humiliation for our salvation and glorification.
谢谢你，我们不只是因着他的死，我们可以接受救恩，也因着他的降杯，我们可以得着荣耀。
Help us today celebrate this day and this season with great submission, humility to one another.
让我们今天用感恩、谦卑 和这样的心情来庆祝这样的节日。
Let us exalt Jesus this season.
让我们在这个季节里能够高举耶稣。
And remember that it is He who paid the price
让我们记得是他为我们付上的代价。
Let us celebrate the inheritance that we have in heaven and not the circumstance.
让我们来欢喜快乐为我们在天上的这个永存的将要承受的产业，我们来欢喜快乐，而不是我们周不是定睛在我们周围的环境上。
And for the friends that don't know you, Lord, would you open their hearts today?
主啊，为着我们中间还没有认识你的，求你开他们的心眼。
Would your spirit powerfully work in their hearts and in their minds?
愿你的灵在他们的心里面来工作。
Help them come to that saving knowledge, perhaps even today.
让他们今天能够明白救恩。
For all, Lord, we ask that you fill us with a great sense of wonder.
主啊，为我们所有的人，我们今天我们的内心能够被这个伟大的奇迹所充满。
There are so many wonders and wonders around this Christmas story.
有许多的奇迹啊，围绕着这个圣诞节。
So fill us with that sense of all of you today.
让我们今天真的是完全的是被你自己来充满。
When we pray and ask and give thanks, all these in Christ Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩祷告感谢是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.